Where were we? We were doing On Money Put Me On last week.
With money. And then we didn't get to Padme.
Did we have unresolved issues, Tim? Is there anything we needed to finish off?
We were using the Guide to Observing.
Yeah.
We got through some of those.
That was great. Yeah. That was great. Did anyone have any follow-up questions or stuff they observed?
Did anyone break it?
Break it.
Yeah. Really would like someone to break it. That's great. No question.
Is it a good sign or a bad sign that you don't have any questions? Heater's on.
Yes.
It takes a bit of warming up time.
I think I'm mad. Sometimes I feel it's like something it's because for me that maybe not observing enough that I don't have a question, and then sometimes I feel it's bad, but I don't know. Like I'm just coasting, and I'm reading philosophy, and I'm like, maybe I should question it more or like observe more in depth, but I don't know how to go into it.
That's a good observation. There's a technique Sifu taught us about looking at a sentence, and then every word in that sentence you break down, and then you work out what's the center of that sentence. So it's like, I know what you mean. Sometimes I can read and I'm like, oh, that's great. And I'm back to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I've absorbed not much.
Yeah.
I pretend like, yeah, I've taken it in and now I'll observe it, but it's actually gone now. I'm thinking of lunch or whatever. Maybe I've had lunch, whatever the next meal is.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can observe more. I don't know. What would you say to that?
Well, when you're reading philosophy, that's different because I was more talking about just plodding along, general life, la, 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 la. Any questions you need to observe through this philosophy? I don't have any questions. It's like, I would say usually when we have questions, the questions come from a blind searching. We're searching for answers as if that answer is going to make us feel content and we don't have to search anymore. That's the trick we fall into. So often when people just have constant question, it's actually any of the answers they're going to find are not going to scratch that deep reason for the question appearing, because the question habit itself is like a blind searching. But when you're reading philosophy and you have no questions, that, like you said, could be because you are curious and just observing and taking it in humbly, or it could be that you don't have that attitude that's going to disprove this philosophy, so I don't have to learn it. You're just happy to accept it. But it could also be that you're like, la 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 la, and I've read philosophy today, now what?
Tick,
tick, bang. So yeah, it's not so much that questions are bad or good, it's the intention behind the question.
Our intention matters when we read philosophy as well.
Mm. I think so. I might just check the book.
There's no freebies. Intention freebies.
Yeah. So you read that philosophy and had no questions to observe it through.
I just was like, I meant to have had a look at it and I didn't, and so I opened it up and then I was like, oh, great. But I didn't read it. I was like, wait, I need to have a question. But observing through this, I'm like, I don't really have any questions right now.
And then what happened? Oh, okay.
So, yeah, something
concrete to ask it.
Did we finish that?
Which one are we talking about right now?
Tim's PowerPoint presentation. Yeah.
Thank you.
It is PowerPoint, right?
It is. It's Canva.
It's Canva. Which is the modern generation of PowerPoint.
Okay, yeah. Just
for those life forms that can't just change the space, we
have to use technology. okay, I had a thing. Oh, yeah. So I was talking to a friend, and he has a friend who is studying yoga, and his friend, we'll call him Mr. X, came to my friend, who also learns philosophy. You know, some of you know him quite well. His name's Giant Dog. And he said his friend is all yogi, and he was like, Sean, does yoga teach you to just accept everything? Because he keeps, every time I say this is something you need to work on, he says, actually, I'm all about accepting right now. And I said, well, I mean, in a way, yeah, it is all about accepting. Accepting that life is constantly changing. You can't argue with that, so you either accept it or you're going to struggle. But then there's the other side where you, and then you also accept I am blind and I don't understand life. That's why I need to learn. But I don't just accept, just have to accept life as it is. I have suffering, I just have to accept it.
It's who I am.
It's who I am. It's part of who I am. I have blindness, I'm accepting my blindness. Tim, Stop trying to change me. I'm accepting my blindness.
That's Sean's blindness.
Appreciate if you guys would accept me accepting my blindness. So then you take that word accepting and you say, okay, let's run it through that. What are we going to call it? The blindness-o-meter?
We can now.
Observing-o-meter?
Yeah.
Isn't
it observing? The observing.
The housing.
I think it's like for answering. It's the answering. Because I thought it was that Tim noticed that Sifu answers questions a lot using these. But
that was my observation of how he answers.
Observation.
Yeah, so the way he answers a question, he has so many different ways to observe it. So it's like that. The technique is through the observing. Yeah.
So when Vince asked me, "What do you think of this accepting?" I straight away went, "Well, first you need to get a clear understanding of what is that word accepting. What does he mean? What do you mean? What are you talking about it with?" Because if he's saying, "Except there are things I can't control," he's kind of correct. But if Vince is saying, "Except that you have blindness, you need to change it," Vince is correct. So they're both speaking the same about the same thing using a language. That you're using the same word, but they're having different meanings to that word. So the first part is, what does that word mean? If you don't have that, then everyone's going to argue all the time.
Yeah, it's about acceptance. Internal, external. I accept you, it's with your heart.
I'd pretty much just walk out of the class.
Yeah. So does everyone understand what I'm saying there? Like, that observation Canva thing is really good, because its first thing was you have to observe through essence, function and goal. So if we use the word accepting, to understand the essence of what is accepting, then you have to get on the same page. What does accepting mean? Great question.
What does accepting
take
mean?
Take that, yogis. What does accepting mean?
We have to be humble to know that what we know about acceptance is like this big.
Except that you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not meant to use the word in the definition, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good start. Yeah, actually, maybe I don't know what the word accept means.
Yeah.
So if, instead of reading it going, I accept this, if your first instinct is to go, oh, actually, what does that word mean? Straight away, you've gone from I know it all to humble immediately. You're right away humble, like, ooh, what does accept mean? Can I define it clearly, without doubt, beyond reasonable doubt? For the world to hear. Because if you start like that, then that sentence is more complicated than just in and out, which we can quite easily do. Pick any philosophy, and I bet you, if you stop and go, slow down to find that word.
Yeah, I have to stop, go back to the blog, type the word in, find a like, okay, what is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you read three books at once, one's a dictionary, one's a thesaurus, one's the book you're reading. It's a bit like that. So, did we want to do more of that, or did we want to finish on Money Pub Meal, or did you have a question for the people at home?
I like that question. Which one would people like to do?
Right hand if you want to do on Money Pub Meal, left hand if you want to do more of the Canva thing. Okay, if we were to go over the Canva thing, the people that picked the Canva thing, what would your question about that be? It was Romany, Brooke, Daniel and Jono.
Jono's got a question.
Jono has a question? No?
Essence, function, goal. I was trying to apply that for what Sean was saying last week about observing essence, function, goal. And I thought that'd be cool to go over that people
can. Did you practice it?
I did. I tried to think about the answer I gave last time, and then I didn't like the answer after I thought about it, so then I tried to cut it down a bit more.
What was the answer that you gave that you didn't like?
The answer I gave was to not be a cause of suffering for myself or for others while having a chance to put others down to suffering.
That was your goal for life, your life goal?
That was the answer I got
in the last, yes. For your goal for life.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one that...
To not be the cause of suffering for yourself or anyone else and support them to develop...
Out of suffering. That's the answer I got last time.
This is old answer.
Yeah, no, just bringing it back. So to not be the cause of suffering for yourself or anyone else... And support them to develop To be out of suffering. Well, that's a, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you threw a spanner back at him and said, can you ever be really the cause of someone else's suffering?
Right. And I was also going to throw another one. Who else is the cause of your suffering? That's two. Okay.
The doubles.
The doubles. Okay, so you've got a question 2.0 for us?
Update.
I tried coming up with another answer. I tried observing it using Canva system. And...
All right,
and I guess I started with Humble, just realizing my first answer was not what I was clear at all. And then I tried to observe more about actually, developing harmony ability
would
probably more clear.
So, your new answer is to develop harmony ability.
Hmm. It's a good point you raised, because I think for some people in the room that was the first time they'd observed the principle of their life. Whereas yeah. Sifu can pretty much, at the drop of a hat, just launch into an hour's worth of philosophy based off that, because he constantly observes it. Pretty much every second he is bringing what he does back to it, and if it doesn't in some way enhance his life, that gets flipped.
Yeah, don't be disheartened if the first time you observe your principle in life, you don't come up with a perfect answer. Yeah. It's quite normal. That's part of growing.
Mm.
Okay, so now it's harmony. To bring harmony, or just to remain in harmony, general harmony vibe. Tim has a question.
To be more aware of it, and
for the people that maybe, you know, in the studio or listening at home, harmony is a very general word. Can you give us some more specific parts of harmony where you might start?
Define harmony.
Could you do essence function goal with harmony?
Of course. You can do essence function goal with anything.
Yeah.
Whether we'll get the answer, I can't be sure, but we can try. Can we throw the two people on that side?
Yes. Sorry, Jonna, harmony, could you give us some more detail, please?
What is harmony and where does one find it?
Not sure.
I can recommend, do you want to throw a lifeline? Pick me.
Yeah.
Pick me.
Phone a friend.
Perhaps with the breakup of physical, mental, emotional, psychological would help give some colour to it.
I think I
said, can you hear me now? Is that a good volume?
Ni ting dalama.
Ni ting dalama. Perhaps talk about harmony in physical, mental, emotional, psychological to help colour harmony.
Does anyone have any kind of definition for harmony at all that they've remembered? Even just a little snippet, percentage of an answer. Ooh, Maren's almost got ahead of you, Maren!
Is it like the spiritual quality of, what did you guys call it, art? Spiritual quality of yeah, it was art form, being able to harmoniously, an art form being able to harmoniously blend in with spaces around you.
Can you say that without using the word harmonious in the definition?
Mm.
Okay. Harmony can be partially defined using the, spiritual value of art, which is to seamlessly blend and improve the space around you. Space being physical, like people and physical, without obvious and forceful changes. There you go.
I like what she's done.
It's very uni. That was a perfect answer. We have no rebuttal. What happened? I blacked out. Okay.
I was going to say what Merit said, but to match the space that you're in is harmony.
Okay.
Or to match the vibes.
Okay, so they're both quite interesting answers. Let's dig a little bit deeper. In your one, you said to interact with a space without creating too much change.
Don't make me repeat it.
No. Like, is that what you were trying to say? Like that sort of thing?
To improve and...
Ooh, improve.
I feel like harmony has positive connotations from our understanding, so to sort of, be a part of and improve a space or a people or whatever. A scenario, time and space, without obvious changes and without force.
Interesting point. Okay, we're going to come back to that. And yours was?
To match.
Okay.
My thought was, Tim gave a funny like example once of like that Sifu when he goes to buy coffee, he doesn't go like grab his coffee in the coffee shop. And
full Tai Chi style.
Yeah, and like walk around like Tai Chi style, because That wouldn't be harmony.
Hmm.
That would make people like
weird out.
Yeah,
it'd make some
it'd,
friends.
It'd be out of harmony.
They definitely remember his coffee though.
Yeah. Oh my god, the guy's coming. Okay, so it kind of is, but the tricky thing about harmony is it's actually really abstract and really difficult, because with Sifu, I wouldn't say he matches a space ever. He doesn't just walk in, like if we all go to the pub, we don't walk in and follow people to get drunk, right? But that would be matching them, right? And what Sifu also does is he's in a space, he doesn't blend in. He makes everyone join what he thinks is a wise discipline or a wise activity. So he almost creates so much change that he drags everyone into his wisdom or his discipline. So he creates change, abrupt, dramatic change, but for a positive intention. So you mentioned that, for a positive change. And to match the space is also correct, but not if the space is blind. So there's a special way that I remembered harmony is to not have to go with, but also you don't go against. You're free to go with when it's wise, but you're also free to escape and not go against it. Because you go against it, you create problem. So you don't walk into the pub and go, hey, this is bad for you, alcohol's bad, you're wasting time, you should come learn martial art. That's out of harmony. But I also don't go in there and follow them. So not with, don't follow them, but don't go against either. Just create space. And often creating space is a great way to create harmony.
Mm.
Mm.
That's probably one of the most valuable things we've covered in class. Is there's tension.
Create space.
Create space.
Yeah.
Works in massage, life, pretty much every circumstance. You know what? I might just come back later.
Yeah. And creating space can roll into what Tim said about helping Jono break harmony down into different ways. So how do we create harmony? Ooh, is that a hand up?
Well, I remember also talking about four element temple being in harmony.
Yes.
And I don't know what that's like. But I think it would be when you're free from suffering, physical suffering. So your four element temple is perfectly in harmony. You would feel light and joyful.
Mm.
Not in suffering.
Nice. So the trick with harmony is you can't just focus on one part of it, because four element body is influenced by emotion and influenced by thinking. And influenced by psychology, which is the mix of those two. So if I go and get my four element body in a perfect harmony, but then my thinking pattern is horrible and negative, is my body going to stay free from physical tension?
Well, you could say that maybe your thinking pattern is like that because of the physical tension.
You could say that.
Yeah.
But I didn't. One could indeed say that. But I didn't. Yeah. So
they're linked.
Yeah, they are linked, 100%. So in Taoism, they talk about harmony being the ability to remain in harmony in physical body, emotion, and thinking, because all three together stay in harmony. But as soon as one falls out of harmony, it'll pull the other two out of harmony. So if I want to get my four element body in harmony, I have to release all the tension, but I also have to have a wise map of life and my own observing ability, and I also have to have a healthy emotional... What's the word for emotion?
For emotion.
Positive emotion?
My understanding is emotion was harmony. That was the part to balance it. So you're not like over emotional to everyone. You're not like super cold. Like someone's like, I love you, Tim. I have no love. I'm devoid of, you know what I mean? Like, so that,
there is no I or you. It's just love.
Yeah. You know, still, I find a balance with that. Or like I meet someone like, oh my God, I love you. Like, oh, okay. I just met someone in the bathroom. It was great. You know what I mean? It's not like...
Are you on pingers?
Yeah, exactly. You need to find a harmony to match that emotion.
All right. So harmony... I think the only way emotion stays in harmony is when there's no personal. Personal emotion is right away out of harmony. But no personal emotion is free from that personal limitation, I suffering.
What is no personal?
Oh, great question.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear that question? Jono, Bell, you hear that? What is no I personal emotion?
It's when you are able to observe without judgment or without ego.
Can you add some flavour to that?
You are watching a tree, and either you can observe as what it is, or you can observe as, like, I like that tree, or I don't like that tree.
So personal judgment in there.
The first one is you're not judging, you don't have your ego involved, you're just purely observing the tree. And the second one, you are putting your eye involved and saying if you like it or you don't like it.
So no personal is free from personal judgy heart.
Yeah.
Good start. Personal judgy heart.
Like we had to judge the movie in Taiwan in a personal way. You know, we give stars. And I was like, if I was going to do it in a personal way, I'd give it one star because it was a movie and then another star because it ended. And Sivu liked it was a terrible movie. And then he's like, even a terrible movie I can observe without personal. And I was like, okay. And then he broke it down, you know, like of ways to create the movie. It was still pretty personal, but it's like... He took the judgy. Mine was just like straight up judgy.
Yeah. So that does everyone understand Darlene's example?
No.
No.
I didn't know there was any emotion in observing. So just observing the tree, is there emotion involved in that? Or is it... Is observation an emotion? I think it's an action.
You can observe with emotion. You can observe without emotion. You can observe with personal emotion. You can observe without.
What would... be observing that personal emotion be?
Everything she says is amazing.
Tim's observing you with personal emotion.
But isn't every emotion you have personal?
It doesn't have to be, no. That's what we're trying to learn to separate. So I'm trying to give a concrete example.
Maybe can we define what personal means?
Okay. Go ahead.
Is it personal would be my ego, so it'll be like maybe is it observing I and my, like from that sense, something
yep.
to do relating to me and what I want or what I see, kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I've got an example. Okay, so we've got a tree, right? We're observing a tree. Let's say I'm on my balcony and I can see a tree, but the tree blocks my view of the city. I don't like that tree. Right? So from my personal angle, that tree pisses me off. It's bringing my property value down. Don't mind that tree. But to all the birds that live in that tree, they love that tree. It's got fruit. It's got ants. They can live. It provides life. So from a non-personal perspective, that tree is great for all his life. But from the guy that, you know, lives above me, he can see the city. So he doesn't not like the tree because it doesn't block his view. But all the birds make so much noise and wake him up in the morning. And he hates that. So he doesn't like the tree because of the noise. Do you see what I mean? The tree's just a tree. It didn't change. The same tree was there the whole time. Yet a personal perspective will have an opinion based on how it influences their experience.
But where's the observing in that?
There's not. So do you understand what the definition of emotion is?
I don't think so.
Ooh,
do you remember what emotion is? It's awareness of the connection between what and what?
Yourself and others.
I.
Yes. So that creates a feeling. And so what we're saying is that the guy who can see over the tree probably has never thought about the tree. And the one who's got it smack bang, you're like, this would be a great view if that tree was gone. Perhaps I should poison. You know, so everyone has their own awareness of that connection. It creates a feeling. And to answer your question, it's almost impossible for us to observe without some kind of person. That's why we train it so much.
And when you finally manage to observe without personal... the feeling you will experience is nothing like you've ever experienced before, because for the first time ever, you're free from all your personal searching. So the times that you've ever had Dharma joy, for those of you that have had Dharma joy, in that moment, there was no personal emotion there. But that's why it was such a special feeling. That's why it's so hard to get it back.
And it's like, and I know for myself, that feeling has appeared, and then as soon as it disappeared, it's followed by another emotion. Like, oh no, it didn't last long. Maybe I can go back to it. Oh, damn it. Oh no, I'm doing that thing. It's like back into the whirlwind of all the personal emotions.
Yeah. Does that...
So the observing... that makes sense. I just can't remember where we came from. Observing with emotion is possible, but... No, observing without personal emotion is possible, but at our level, not very common.
It's just difficult.
Yeah.
It's more difficult.
Because
yeah.
Valerie's definitely, personal was main subject, I am mine. So basically, whenever we observe anything...
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, that's the filter. What do you think of that movie? Well, you know, rather than it was a movie. And, you know, like even that's some kind of...
So I'm when someone says, hey, what do you think of that movie? I try to go, if I had created that movie, I would want people to be a little bit more, less like, meh, didn't have the ending I wanted. You know, they're quick to dismiss it. But the amount of art, the amount of work that goes into creating a movie, you should be able to be like, okay, whoa, 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 let's not get our judgment hat on too hard, you know? Like,
I think that money could have been spent better.
That's judgment.
See how hard it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even Sean's made the movie and he's got his own personal towards it. He's
yeah.
like, people should really give it a go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's so difficult not to have any... And when people are like that yoga guy, like, I accept everything.
Yeah.
I have no emotion.
Nice about accepting.
That's another emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called weird yoga guy emotion.
Weird yoga emotion.
Yeah.
Borderline ego guru emotion. Wow, we've drifted. So hang on.
Yeah, what was the original question?
We were trying to create harmony in mind,
emotional,
emotion, and body. So we've created four element body temple, no tension. Oh, that's great. Now we need to get emotion and thinking into harmony. And I was saying that one of the only ways to create harmony in emotion is to have no personal ego emotion. Personal ego emotion is that I love that recorder because it works really well and records our classes. But the moment it stops working so well, I'm not going to like that recorder anymore.
Mm.
Even though it's the same combination of plastic and wires and shit, all of a sudden my feeling towards that is different.
I hate that thing.
So I still don't understand an emotion that isn't personal.
Ah, yes.
That's what Glenn answered, and I still don't
have... Can anyone give an example of an emotion that isn't... Oh.
Please repeat the question.
What is the definition of an emotion that isn't personal?
Like I can't think of an example of an emotion. Like one you said was dharma joy, where when listening to philosophy or reading philosophy, the I is not there. You're just, I guess, you know, receiving that information from like a wise consciousness. But would you say like it would be more in the direction of like four eternal hearts, like to create that I personal emotion?
How can personal appear when it's four eternal hearts? Kindness without ego is the first one. Care without personal emotion. Where's the personal and ego going to come from if the foundation is kind without ego and care without personal emotion? Of course. That's 100%. That's high level. That's the goal. Talk about essence, function, goal. That is the goal right there.
I feel like that's why I'm confused, that is what I view as my personal emotion.
Well, that's an eternal heart. That means you live in that. Yeah, that's a goal. But to even experience it for a moment, to have some intention in that direction, you would, any dharma joy you've had is you've pushed into that direction. Let's say there's a spectrum. Anytime you've experienced dharma joy, you've pushed towards four eternal heart a little bit more than what you live in.
So an emotion without, sorry.
Hands.
Yeah, Brooke beat you.
That's what about hands.
Could it be like observing through like logic or wisdom rather than observing from like that one like high perspective and kind of actually taking like observing the situation from like as many like more angles and just with the goal of like something different angles, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the quality of the logic you use will determine that outcome. So in that little Canva thing, promo, is that there were ways that are not personal ways to observe it. So I know in the page it's got life form, human, Rohan, Bodhisattva, Buddha. I have a special way that I will observe it. But by able to observe it from how other life forms will view it, my little keyhole gets expanded. So the personal is the keyhole one. That's the one we do automatically. And that's why we're trying to go, okay, if the logic we use is eternal and perfect, if it's a four eternal heart logic, should I care for this person? Well, what would care look like for that person? How well do I understand that person? The timing, their intention. It becomes less about what I think care is and more my ability to observe them before I even start to go, here, let me help you with that. Because that's just my own personal view of care. You see how the perspective changes?
Yes, I see the observation side, but I still can't think of an emotion that isn't personal. So would joy without stupidity be an emotion that's got no personal? Or
that's a four eternal heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so it has no stupidity, no suffering to you or others now or in future.
Yeah.
So by definition, yes.
I can understand
that's
how observation can be not personal, but I don't understand how an emotion can be not personal, because I don't think observation and emotion are the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I still don't understand how you can have an emotion that's not personal.
Well, one's a result and one's part of the cause.
Yeah.
Say that again. One's
a result.
Mm-hmm.
So one's an awareness.
Mm.
Emotion is the result of observing.
So you receive information and then you have a feeling.
See.
And that's at the end.
Mm.
But observing is actually at the creation.
Mm-hmm.
We're observing, how do we receive that information? Do I receive it as a human?
Mm-hmm.
Do I receive it as I'm over personal? I made this movie.
Mm.
Do I receive it as it's late and I watch the movie and I'm tired?
Mm.
That's actually like the camera, how it absorbs the light.
Okay, so if I can observe something without personal, then I could have an emotion without personal.
If you can observe something
without personal,
yeah.
You have the potential.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
So you need to
slow down the step-by-step process.
Yeah.
So the step-by-step is, if the information you receive, like Brooke said, we use eternal logic.
Yeah.
That's always correct.
Yeah.
For every life.
Yeah.
In all time,
yeah.
And in all space,
and situation,
and all situation
yeah.
is correct.
Yeah.
But my ability to use it, not.
Yeah.
Just because I can remember that doesn't mean I can use it.
Yeah.
I've got the map.
I'm thinking
down.
Just any person.
No, no. I want you to think about yourself.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where
for the first time ever we want you to think about you.
Yeah, yeah. Because when
but
you,
I'm trying not to
you, no, no. You move the example to someone else, and that prevents you from seeing the wisdom for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because the reality is, you can't do non-personal. Like the second wisdom was. What it's not.
Yeah.
Actually, every time I observe, it's personal.
Yeah, every emotion I've ever had has been a personal emotion.
Right.
That's
so
why
now,
the idea of a non-personal emotion is bewildering.
Yes, and your first reaction is bewilderment.
Yeah.
What's that emotion?
Personal.
But what kind of emotion is bewilderment?
I would have used a different
word. Yeah, because that's a great word and it describes how you observe. It's like, this can't possibly be true.
I've never experienced this before. Quick, turn it off. Whack it.
It's blind.
Correct.
Yeah.
So anything you receive with a blind emotion, as
yeah.
Sean said, is?
Anything I receive is
any information
gonna,
you
oh,
receive
it's
blindly.
Give me a blind emotion.
Yeah, will lead to more blindness.
Yeah, yeah.
So bewilderment is probably one we'll cross out of the ways to observe. If you're bewildered. Hey, Olive.
Hello.
Okay.
We're talking about non-personal. Imagine, in a very personal way. We're using Romany's example.
We've got another question. Did we claim
a little bit?
Okay, we'll come back to it.
I also struggle with this. Like when you say observe philosophy, like or logic, like Brooke said, observe logic and observe philosophy. Sometimes I feel I am still observing it. You know, like I can only observe from what I understand, and that is still my awareness boundary. I can observe it from a different angle, like if you say, but it's still my thinking of how they observe it, you know? So is that still observing from I, you know? Or
I'd say no, because you're for the first time you're observing the way you're receiving that information, in one sense.
Okay.
You're actually going, hang on a second. This is from my personal angle. When you're aware of yourself, you're actually separate from yourself.
That's observing self-being already. You're starting to sit higher and observe how you're reacting in a situation, which is different to just being in the situation and following your feeling. Like, I want this. Oh, I haven't got it yet. But if you're looking and going, ooh, I really want that, and I'm acting like a bit of a jerk about it, and then you go back into place and go, maybe, you go first. Yeah, I want everyone else to go first. That's... That moment you observe self-being, for that moment you weren't trapped in personal, let's say. You might not have been free from it, but you were at least observing it. So that's the beginning of out of trapped in it. Instead of being there, you were watching yourself there, from there going, I'm there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a new level, new angle of awareness already. It's a little bit less I already. Good question.
Bill-Ann had a good example. Sean Pig was talking about how to get rid of worry. How do you get rid of worry? And her, can you remember this example? Yeah. So Sean Pig was helping you see through your worry. And he asked you, how do you get rid of your worry? And you said, oh, sometimes I call my mum and my sister to chat. And you were like, Oh, and you said, do I do that to get rid of my worry? You had a first moment where you're like, am I doing that to get rid of it? Or am I doing it to kind of
support it?
Then this happened. You had a moment where you observed yourself.
Because usually I don't play with my family, but I was thinking, it's like, do I call to create a different kind of work? No.
Yes.
So they will tell me about their problem, and then I'll worry about their problem. When I was shopping, I said, as soon as it came out of my mouth and I could hear it, I was able to observe a little bit, like, do I do it to get out rid of my worry, or do I do it to create more worry?
Shishia. It changed the space around her for a quick second, because it was such like, oh, and then I call my door. And almost like she left her head here and went back to observe it. We were both like, whoa, that was a deep moment where you're like, oh, actually, yeah, I think I share it. So yeah, it's the start of that.
That's
cool. So one is the bewilderment, this can't make sense. Everything at that point doesn't make sense. But you can observe, like Sean's saying, I have an bewildered feeling. You can go, oh, why do I have that feeling?
What is that feeling?
What is that feeling? You're now not that feeling. You create space.
I think Valerie had a second question to back up her other question.
I don't know how to word it. You know when you're like listening to philosophy and in class and you get like a joyful feeling from it, right? Like something sort of, it might have been a sentence, it might have been an example or something, or the philosophy itself that you connect to in a way, and that creates that joy. I guess the question is, so it's kind of the same thing as well, would it be like, that's like also from your personal connecting to it, because it's like you relate it in a way that had touched you or had made sense to you, that creates that joyful calm. So like when Sifu talks about fear and like how to get rid of fear, that I always go into, this is yes, because my subconscious is quite directed into that, so it's like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're asking, is that a personal emotion?
Yeah, is that a personal, but if that's where I get the damage
joy.
So
the fear is your personal emotion, right? But observing someone explaining wisdom of how to clean out fear, or an example of how fear influences you, puts you into observing self-being. You're like, oh, I do that. Oh. And for that moment, you're not your fear, because you've just seen fear as an illusion or philosophy to clean out the fear. So you're like, oh. And that little joyful moment isn't the philosophy. Actually, it's just cleaning out that fear. Just for that moment, you're like, oh, how nice is that feeling? And you're like, oh, I want to live there. But when you stop observing from that angle, you go back into I, and you're back into fear. And your subconscious creates a different fear, different worry, different desire, different ambition, different stress. So you're just trapped in that again. But that moment that you're feeling joy, you're out of it for maybe only a tiny bit out, but it's better than being in it. So that's not a personal emotion, because personal emotion is the yucky one. You always know it's personal, because it's never a great feeling. It's always like, how could they do this to me? Or, I can't believe they treated me like that, and weren't they listening? And didn't they know it was my turn? That tree's just in my way. Like,
but even kind of like blind
joy. Blind
joy could be, you feel like you're happy, but it's still a personal emotion, right?
Blind joy.
Well, like, you can have a personal emotion that's like short, fast pleasure.
Fast pleasure is exciting, and it's usually by a stimulation of the senses, but it's never from deep in your heart joy. It's such a different feeling. It's like, yay, this is great. I'm having a great time, and then it's gone.
That's
that's still personal emotion,
Yeah, because personal up and down.
Yeah.
I like this, I don't like this.
Temporary.
But I have to have some connection to this.
Yeah.
I can't be free from it.
So if when you read philosophy, you're like, all right, this has to fix all my problems right now, and you read it with that intention, you're never going to feel joy from that because you're looking to get something from it. But when you're like reading it and you're like, what does that mean? Oh, fear comes from this. You're like, oh, I have fear. That's a whole other intention. You're curious to understand it and then using it to observe yourself. But you've got to be in like a patient, chilled out space to do that a little bit, or at least humble and curious. But if you're reading it like, I'm in a bad mood, hurry up and fix me. Oh, fear makes me, oh, this isn't working. You
this
know?
Doesn't work.
This doesn't work. This is BS, man. This doesn't work. Do you see the one's observing with personal, one's observing to understand from a curious heart and free from that, not free from, but less personal. Yeah.
Safe place to start, I would say, is everything I do has personal. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's work, speaking, food, whatever you do, if you start with the assumption most of it has personal, it's much easier to actually see it more clearly. And you can, the easy way to tell is like when someone speaks or someone says something, why did they choose those words?
And what's the attitude in their voice telling me? How do they really feel?
Mm.
They might say, I'm great!
I'm great!
I'm great! And then you observe, like, you feel their face, feel their eyes.
How's the movie?
It's good.
It's really good. Yeah, you should definitely go and see it.
Why do you say
that? I made that movie. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's funny when you observe deeper, there's more information than we actually take in. But we're usually pretty shallow the way we receive information is like Genie's amazing at it. He can pick up like so much information off someone that he's not even really talking to. He can just feel them over there doing their thing and he'll go, guy's nervous and weird today, and you're like, what? He's exactly the same as every other day. And he goes, no, today he's more, like he's worse. And then sure enough, that guy will have like, you go probe a bit deeper and that guy's like, actually, yeah, I just got a really bad phone call. And you're like, whoa, how did you do that? He's amazing at it. It's like, but his sensitivity to do that is quite trained, and it makes him really fussy who he can spend time with. People can piss him off like that. It's just like they don't even do anything that bad, and you're like, why does that person do it? Because, oh, it's the sound of their voice. Like, what about my voice? I talk so much.
and they're related, because the more personal I have, the more I have, the less space I have to absorb others. So part of the training, that the tip that Sean had last week, was try and feel others in a space. So right away his personal starts to disappear in importance and picks up other info. Whereas you're stuck in, we'll give the bewildered because I like that example. You have that feeling, pretty much guarantee you can't be aware of anyone else because you are bewildered.
You're only aware of bewildered.
Yeah. Which is stuff doesn't make sense.
And if you're afraid, you're only aware of fear. Or if, like me, you're impatient, you're only aware of, this is taking too long. If you're like Daniel, you're only aware of like, when is it my turn? Yeah. If you're all of you like, this is great. But he trapped in that. And you're like, what is Marin going through? I don't know, I was just enjoying the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, we get trapped in our personal feeling and that becomes the dominant thing we're aware of, rather than being able to stay free from being trapped in it and still take in more information.
So part of that harmony, I think, because we're kind of building it out about the no judgment, is harmony between my feelings and other people's feelings, rather than like, if it's all mine, that's a very small world, a small heart, you know what I mean? But that heart, because it has no form, can also be aware of unlimited life.
Feels massive sometimes.
What's that?
A personal emotion.
Yeah, it's like, but you're in the center of like a big mass that's caving in.
We start with four element body because that's the easiest one to take care of. You can like have, you can be going through the worst breakup in the world and you can still get a lacrosse ball into your hip and practice Qigong. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. But if I told you, don't practice Qigong, sort out your emotional problems first, you'd be like, where do we even begin? So we
lay down on the couch.
Tell me about your mother.
It all starts.
Yeah, so we start with four element body because that's a little bit easier. We start with action. Remember, like intention, thinking, speaking, action?
Mm-hmm.
The reason we start with action is it's the last link in the chain. So we purify action, which is four element body, and learning to follow philosophy through movement and learning to take care of this universe. Because when this universe is free of tension and all limber and loose, it's going to feel better to live in. And that'll influence more calm, steady emotional state. Maybe not free of personal, but at least it's more calm and more steady to begin observing.
And bonus, you can see it.
The body.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? If you start with something you can't see, that's why I said don't start with essence when you do essence function goal. That's abstract. You know? Whereas a goal, you're like, where would I like to go? You know, you can start to create something.
What do you want
to
do today?
Yeah. So physical.
Cool. So harmony.
Not with, not against.
Not with, not against. I'll give you another example of harmony. This is the first time I really understood harmony. Was I was in Taiwan. We were doing training and I was getting needled by Michelle. And I couldn't actually feel her at all, except when a needle hit a really good point and it opened up, like this whole side of my head felt when it expanded. I was like, oh, that was a good one. And then she'd do the other side. I'd go, whoa, that one was, oh, that was great. She literally just danced around needling everything. Not one bit of sharp. Didn't bump me. I didn't even know she was there except for a good intention, a good cause, good result. Everything she did was great. I was like, oh, and I understood harmony. For the first time ever, I was like, ah, that's harmony. To be there when no one knows you're there except for a good, something good. And they're like, wow, that's great. And then I felt this dark heaviness next to me. And I was like, wow, something's pissed Mish off. What the fuck is that? But it was JC. It wasn't Mish. It was JC. But I could feel him in the space. And just him in the room was such a different vibe. But he wasn't light and joyful. And then he was like, does horse need me to take his needles out? And it was like all about, does he need me to do something? It wasn't like, hey, would you like me to take your needles out, lighten? No, that was like his heavy way of saying it. It was just, and it's not that that's bad. Like, he's still doing something nice. But the intention and the being was so different to Michelle. Light, fluffy, can't feel her except for a good intention. And then this big, dark heaviness was next to me. It's like, did Mish just get heavier? But it was all the intention and the energy of the person there. This was when JC was very new too. So he had no real understanding of how to be harmony yet. He was still learning. But yeah, that's a cool way of doing it as well. So if someone's in a space and you don't notice them until they do something good, and then you don't notice them again, versus someone who's always annoying in a space and they don't do anything good, but you're always aware of them. All right? Out of harmony, in harmony, who would you rather spend more time with?
That's a great example, because it reminds me that when you're talking about personal feels really big, but for me it's energy going in two directions. So when I'm light about others, my energy is shooting open. So I feel very light. When it's about me, the heaviness, I feel like I'm actually sucking energy towards me. And same experience when we're training, someone will walk into a room and I'll be like, feel that dark space. And it's because it's like, me.
Pulling awareness to them.
All the energy. And if you're light, you can actually feel that energy move. So the eye feeling is actually sucking. So you're like, ah! But you can change it by being aware of, oh, hey, Sean, what's going on? And it shoots back out again.
That's better.
Yeah. Force someone to show it now. Well, I can do it in a heavy way. Hey, Sean, tell me about your day.
Ah!
It's like sucking more in, you know? Because it does. It has an energy. We talk about action, but from intention, it creates a wave that influences the space. So that's a good point on the dark heavy.
Oh, the dark heavy.
That's the dark heavy.
The choice of words was so funny. Like, does horse need, like, he'd been called in, so I think Mish went next door and said, oh, horse needs to have his needles taken out. And so JC walks in, stands next to me and goes, repeats it, just announcing to the room, does horse need me? Like, the choice of words is so interesting. Like, could be like, he doesn't need you to, but you're welcome to. Like, anyway,
he could blow his nose and shoot them out of his neck.
I don't know if he's there yet. Okay, so we've segued a lot. We went from...
It's harmony. Jono's harmony.
Jono, how are we doing?
Johnny,
are we
helping you? How's your harmony awareness going?
This is a low angle position about far. It's really good to hear the way you can explain it, but also everyone else is
on the spot. We're getting some feedback.
Maybe mute one or both. Yep, there you go. It gave you many angles. Did you say it gave you many angles to observe?
Yeah, it was many angles. It was good to hear the explanation from him and Sean, but then also everyone else's explanations and angles as well, gave like more angles to think about. That was really cool to hear. Just share.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Simon's here.
Hey, Simon. We're talking about non-personal emotion. I know you've actually written some stuff about this.
Or if you want to give us another definition of harmony that we might have missed.
I was listening in the car while I was driving home quite a bit for non-personal emotion. So I remembered some definitions. So it's more centered around respect and appreciation. So respect and respecting the character someone else has developed from awareness of the eternal truth of life. And then once that respect goes deeper into appreciation.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you say that one more time? Just summarize it. So respect.
The respect is the first layer, and then it goes deeper into appreciation. But it's respect and appreciation for the character they've developed from awareness of the eternal truth of life.
Is that spiritual emotion? Is that, or is that emotion?
That's how to get out of personal.
Oh, how to get out of personal.
Yeah, so that's emotion without personal, yeah.
So respect for the character they've developed already through being aware of the eternal truth of life.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And
then, so first layer respect, and then deeper layer is appreciation.
Nice. What if that person's ability to have a good character through observing eternal truth of life seems very low sometimes?
Then you wouldn't respect that.
Just harmony is distance.
Yeah, so it's the quality. So it's like if the... You respect the certain, it's respecting the qualities.
Right.
It's not like you're necessarily judging the person as a whole. You know what I mean? Like everyone's got sort of, you know, different spiritual characters, and you know, spiritual characters got no copyright. So, like, you know, obviously the parts where they're deficient, you probably wouldn't necessarily respect that about them.
Yeah.
That's cool. It kind of ties into that definition of discipline, the processes of applying philosophy to your character as well. So if you're just applying like a random philosophy, like attitude of gratitude, yeah. I'm so grateful for everyone right now.
It's not through eternal truth.
It's not through the eternal truth. So you don't end up
respect that.
Mm.
No one will respect that.
No.
And so it's kind of also about you don't judge the person if they don't have any spiritual characters or qualities that you can respect for their changing their character to match eternal wisdom. You don't judge them, you just observe, okay, so they're at that level, so I don't get too close because I don't have the power to teach them and they don't seem ready to learn, kind of thing. So you still respect them, but from a distance, that they're still growing.
Yeah.
Sounds good today.
Brings up an interesting point, because it's like to have non-personal doesn't automatically mean I need to be right next to that person. It also means like no personal. What's actually the best for this situation? That person's not interested to learn, and do I have the power to help them? So how do I, you know, not, like you said, not for, not against, find a harmony.
It's also, you don't judge the consciousness, you judge the case. So okay, in this instance they do this thing that's blind. It doesn't make them bad, it just makes this habit bad. So let's address that bad habit, but still have love for that being, just trying to help them be aware of that. It's not a personal thing. It's like make them aware of that is to help them. It's like I might not personally like that they do that, but that's not the only reason I tell them. I don't go around telling everyone, hey, I don't like that you do this. It's like if someone's trying to learn and awaken, then you observe, okay, well, they have this blindness. How can I help them be aware of that? But they're not bad. Remember, you don't judge the consciousness, you judge the case.
That's a good principle, man.
Yeah. That's a lot, guys. Well done. I'm starting to see some yawns, so we might start wrapping it up. Thank you very much for tuning in at home. This is great.
Thank you.
Sure.